This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
So as Felix and Lee and I were talking about, not a good day for the internet economy. What is called a distributed denial of service attack has effectively shut down a big chunk of the internet today. Twitter, Spotify, Airbnb, Etsy, even the New York Times, all of them have had on and off service since early this morning. This morning's attacks did hit those sites. Denial of service attacks typically overwhelm sites by flooding them with traffic, by the way. That's why they're called denial of service. But it did not target those sites in particular. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains what's going on here.
Today's problems all stem from a little something called DNS. That stands for Domain Name Servers. That's the service that translates the words we type in for websites, like marketplace.org, into the IP address that actually directs you to the site. Joseph Lorenzo Hall is with the Center for Democracy and Technology.
Unfortunately, a lot of the services we create today sort of assume that the DNS is not going to be a problem. It will be quick and things will just work. And I think we need to rethink that.
The hackers in today's attack went after a company named Dyn, which handles DNS for a lot of other companies. Shane Tews is a cybersecurity expert with the American Enterprise Institute.
But what they've done is they've jammed up all the traffic from that one company. So it's like when you went to look for something, you basically got the internet version of a busy dial tone.
And thousands, if not millions, of previously compromised connected devices were all calling at once. But why primarily on the East Coast? Anne Baron DiCamillo is with Strategic Cyber Ventures. She says a lot of the system relies on old-fashioned wires to get data from place to place. And in the case of Dyn, those wires all led to one key point in New Hampshire.
The data center that houses their DNS servers are located geographically in this area. And because of how DNS traffic is routed, the primary impacted region was the East Coast region.
Dyn says its engineers are investigating the attack, as is the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.